Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We did under the chapter of the necessitation of jihad and the virtues of striving in the morning and evening, and we explained what is the literal meaning of jihad, which means to strive, and technically it means to strive in the fighting of the disbelievers. And we explained that Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is there to spread peace throughout the world. However, sometimes it's necessary to achieve that peace that you go first sometimes to attack those people that are of threat to peace, or sometimes you have to defend when the people that are violent, people that are opposed to peace, people that are opposed to the values that Allah Ta'ala has sent, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought, they are opposed to the values of Islam, and now they come and they start attacking the Muslims, like what we're seeing in many parts of the world. So now it becomes, this is known as difa'i jihad, where a person now has to defend his territory. This is also part of deen, where you get invaders that are coming in and you have to defend. Then we explained also about jihad bil mal, a person is striving on his wealth for the upliftment of deen. Jihad bil qalam, a person is striving on his pen, he's writing kitabs, he's writing articles, he's writing aspects about deen to protect and make hifazat of deen. Then jihad ma'an nafsi wa shaitan, and jihad, a person is striving against the attacks of nafs and against the attacks of shaitan. These two attacks are there constantly, the attacks of nafs and the attacks of shaitan. And then we did qital ma'al kuffar, where the physical fighting with the disbelievers, and we explained the conditions. And then the other is jihad ma'al fussaq, fighting or striving against those that are bringing about bid'at and bringing about fisq, bringing about corruption in the deen. Then Allah Ta'ala makes it such that you'll get some ulama that will stand up and speak out against all these corruptions and all these introductions of new theories that are coming into deen. Recently also there was some discussion. Somebody said, no, that men and women are allowed to intermingle. This is not disallowed in Islam. So now that became a new discussion. So every day there'll be some new discussion, there'll be some new type of fitna coming. So Allah Ta'ala will make it such that there'll be different ulama that will defend deen at different levels, at the primary level, going up to a higher level, and at the utmost level, or the highest level, that is with actual fighting and physical fighting for the sake and the cause of Islam. So today we start with the hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul amali afdal? Qal, imanun billahi wa rasulih. Qila, thumma maza? Qal, al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Qila, thumma maza? Qala, حج مبرور متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, which action is the best? He replied, belief in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was asked, then what? He replied, jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He was asked, then what? He replied, a hajj mabrur, a accepted hajj. In various ahadith, different actions are said to be most superior. These differences can be attributed to the differences in time, circumstances, the type of person who posed the question. For example, salah is generally more virtuous than giving charity. However, when people are faced with starvation, then the reward, not that a person leaves out salah, but the reward of giving charity will surpass that of salah. Similarly, in the beginning of Islam, jihad was amongst the most virtuous of actions, because it led to the establishment and consolidation of Islam. So according to the questioner, according to the circumstance, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give the response. We'll do one more hadith. An Ibn Mas'udin radiallahu anhu qal, qultu ya Rasulullah, ayyul amali ahabbu ilallahi ta'ala? Qala, as-salatu ala waqtiha. Qultu thumma ay? Qala, birrul walidain. Qultu thumma ay? Qala, al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, salah at its prescribed time. I asked, then what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, obedience to parents. I asked, then what? He replied, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we see there's a change in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it. And as I explained just now, the reason for that change, that there isn't such a thing that this hadith is contradicting the other hadith. No, it was dependent on the person that was asking. For example, the first hadith we did, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, which action is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Iman. And then he was asked, then what? He replied, Jihad. Then he was asked, then what? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hajj Mabrur. In this hadith now we're doing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, which is action is the most beloved to Allah ta'ala? He replied, Salah. Then he was asked, then what? He replied, obedience to parents. He was asked, then what? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala. So this is not a contradiction, but as I explained, depending on the circumstance, depending on the time, depending on the person that is asking the question, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give the answer. What's important to note, in both these ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically mentioned these three actions since they are symbolic of other acts of worship. Which three actions? The first he said was Salah, the second he said was obedience to parents, and the third was Jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three actions are symbolic of other actions of worship. A person who does not perform his faraz Salah, despite it being so easy and so greatly meritorious, will to a greater extent leave out other acts of worship. A person who is not obedient to his parents, despite their rights being so many, will be less obedient to others. A person who abstains from jihad with the disbelievers, despite their extreme enmity for Islam, will to a greater extent abstain from jihad against sinners and against the wrongdoers. In other words, if a person is leaving out the primary, then the secondary automatically he'll leave out. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the primary, as-salah ala waqtiha, performing salat upon its time, then respect to parents. If a person can't respect salah, how is he going to respect the other injunctions of Islam? If a person can't respect his parents, where is he going to respect anybody else? If a person can't go out in jihad, a person can't strive against those enemies of Islam that are fighting Islam, that are working against Islam, then where will this person ever be able to stand up against those that are doing wrong? Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. See how beautiful our deen is. So many different aspects are covered to such an extent that these things we look as small in this hadith that we did today, the second hadith. These things we look at small, a person performing his salat, person being respectful to his parents. But in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these two things even before jihad. So this shows that they are not small things, they are very, very important things, and we should hold on to it very, very fast. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.